Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, Guardian.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, we are going to be talking about the Destiny 2 announcement from the Activision earnings call. We haven't had a chance to react to it yet, so we're going to get to do that today. We are also going to talk about the new patch and our experiences with it. And finally, we're going to talk about some Todd McFarlane toys. So right off the top of the show, CJ, how did you feel about Destiny 2 being revealed as a 2017 release?
No right, your left intro? Okay.
Waste of time.
All right. Yeah, I will say it's one of those things where I still don't think Destiny is, you know, the sequel or two. Can we just call it Destiny 2? I mean, they're not, but it's like
Electric. Call whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can.
The sequel. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's still coming out in 2017. We haven't seen anything about it or heard much about it besides it's coming. And with E3 around, if they do not launch it playable at E3, I don't think it's coming out for 2017. I mean, again, I know it's slated to.
Well, it's a lot of caveats with this guy. It's not coming out if they don't show it. But if they do show it, that it's coming out, that's the way you win a steak dinner bet.
Oh, listen, you told me it was coming out in 2016, so I debunked
it was last time. Originally.
Yeah, this is Friday Night's argument.
Actually, hasn't that been the rumor that it's been delayed?
I've been saying
a rumor does not mean it was.
So who's to say that it doesn't get delayed again?
That is absolutely correct.
Because I'm actually on the same side here as CJ, which is 2017 just sounds too early for what I think this game might be in terms of the scope.
Here's what Activision's had to say. Development is going great, and it is indeed on track for release this fall. Yeah. And they're going to let the developer handle the announcement.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me because they touched a little bit about it on Beyond, and not Beyond, but Unlocked the other day, or one or the other. I can't remember. I produce all of the shows.
Both briefly.
During this earnings call, obviously Destiny wasn't the only thing that was touched upon by Activision. They talked a little bit about how Call of Duty Infinite Warfare didn't quite resonate with the audience the way that they had hoped it would, even though it was still the best-selling game of the year.
Crazy.
Do you think that with Call of Duty sales waning a little bit,
they were not happy with Call of Duty,
that Activision sees an opportunity to kind of push Destiny into the spotlight as their new sort of prominent franchise, and that's why they want this game to come out this year?
No.
That's my worry.
That's not going
to 3 years. That's why it needs to come out this year.
Well, absolutely. Like, and again, I would want it. I want the game.
It's also part
of
their pre-agreed agreement or whatever.
I want the game just as much as anyone else, but I just worry that – I worry a little bit. There's a hesitation on my part that it seems like maybe Activision is pushing Bungie a little bit harder than they might otherwise?
No, I think they've been pushing them hard for a while. I think that's all the DLC. Look, I
that doesn't
my
worry
guess
you?
Is
like, I want them to give us a good game.
Fewer DLC releases than they were supposed to have, mm-hmm. and that's been an issue.
Yeah.
Silver hopefully helped with that, I assume. You know, I mean, I'm speaking in the investor terms here. Like, Destiny's been a pretty good cash cow, though, right? We're going to talk about that.
Definitely.
So it's not like it's a failure, but I think they're very eager to get out a brand new, you know, roadmap for this thing and brand new source of revenue, honestly.
Activision's top three IPs include Call of Duty, Destiny, Skylanders, Life to Date, seven 1 billion plus franchises. And those were the top three.
Destiny, yeah.
Destiny, Call of Duty, and Skylanders. So,
not a flop. Yeah.
And this is all great. I'm just, what I want more than anything else is a great game. And I want it this year if it can, if it doesn't impact their ability to deliver a quality game. That's my only worry.
They've been working
on
this.
My worry is that they're super, super rushed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I'm
and they're going to release something that's not as great as we hope.
That's not going to happen. All. It's been in development since at least 2015, probably before that. And to what extent, obviously, that's shifted. We know, like, the whole team is working on Destiny 2 and has been for a considerable amount of time. So I have no concerns about it.
I am cautiously optimistic about it.
It's that's what, safe. Like, that's always safe.
I mean, yeah. We can say this about any game, right? I mean, it could be delayed. Do they have enough time? I think it's valid concerns, but I'm actually surprised with Moon Studios working on it, Vicarious. These are rumors. Like three studios
are
working
confirmed.
On this.
Bungie confirmed.
That's right. They did confirm.
Yeah, not rumored.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How much they're working on is unknown. Sorry. But
we
like,
know they're working with Bungie. We don't know they're working on specifically Destiny 2, but come on.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
But regardless of what you got, three studios.
They're building the app.
Over 3 years, actually. As soon as the last Destiny was out, people started to transition onto the next one in some capacity. It's been a long time. The question is, have they been able to get over the hump they set before them with the release, right? It had a lot of changes they need to make, right? The story was a big deal, right? And we're going to talk about that today. Like, so I think they've had plenty of time. I think the question is, to your point, they're so ambitious. Like, does it need more time? But everybody asked that, man. Like, I think it's time for this thing to come out. I believe they are on track to do that unless they have serious internal issues, which would piss Activision off and all of us, I think. Like, meaning they've had enough time.
Fran wants the content today. You're getting the
it's
message.
It's not about want.
Today.
Like, this is not, this is a long time for development.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a small amount of time. They're
a
huge team with tons of resources.
That's such a publisher thing to say. You see what I'm driving at?
What do you mean? You want it to take 5 years like Nintendo
they're
does
not
with Zelda?
Say
well, if I'm the developer and I'm like, and I say, listen, I know you want it to be done this year, but if you give me until early 2018, I can guarantee it's going to be even better and everyone's going to love it.
Of course.
What do you want?
I'm just saying, you got to get off the pot eventually and get it
well,
out the
yeah,
door. So.
But I'm
there's
not,
a point, if you just let them work on it forever, it'll just never come out because they'll constantly want to refine new
I'm
engine, new tech will
they
come out.
Deserve forever.
No,
I agree.
There's
probably a happy
You're
medium.
Asking for more time, but all the messaging has been, we're working on it. Our whole team's on it. We're focused on this. We have three studios working on it. I'm just like, they seem pretty confident about 2017.
Yeah, I don't know why you're.
I don't know why you're worried.
Yeah, I'm in with that. And that thing is confusing. You're
awesome.
Like really
I get
hesitant.
That. I mean, get that.
Well, yeah.
CJ, are you like, in that same boat?
Well,
like,
no,
you're
I mean,
worried?
I'm not worried, but we haven't seen anything yet. So I'm not saying
yeah,
that
it just
I don't
seems
think
early.
It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be an amazing game. It's Bungie. They never, produce, failures. They've been on track to do, amazing games time after time after time. Now, in comparison to.
He had to hesitate. He was thinking about some of his Halo feedback. He
yeah,
has,
exactly.
But, I'm just kidding.
Old memories. But franchise fatigue, to me, is what the Call of Duty issue is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want that to happen with Destiny.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will, but a little bit extra time, fine. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying they've had extra time. Holy crap. Like,
it's been
right?
in development since 2015, plus before that. You know they launched Destiny 1, and that team started concepting what the sequel would look like.
Yeah.
So, if it's been in development since 2015, that would if it released in 2018.
Wait, it's been – Destiny came out in originally, what, 2014? No.
2013. Yeah.
I'm saying this has been in development since 2013 in some capacity.
I would believe that. We don't have any official sources.
I'm just saying
the best we can guess is it started in 2015. They confirmed in February 2016 that the team is hard at work on the sequel.
Yeah.
So we know for sure that they were able to publicly acknowledge that their team is working on it. There was one story where some people were concerned about stock having something to do with them launching in 2017. So Kotaku wrote this story about that. There was a quote from Activision on that. There's no scenario where Activision or any other partner we work with is awarded Bungie stock. So I just want to – that is off the table as a reason why they're trying to launch in 2017. Yeah. So –
like pressure from them.
From their publisher.
That Bungie's incentivized to get
Bungie
it out the door by
a publicly traded company?
They're an independent company, yeah. They just have an agreement with
Activision.
Yeah. I don't I don't know if they're like IPO stock.
I didn't know Bungie stock was a thing.
They might have private stock. Like, I don't know that they're IPO that you can buy stocks in Bungie. That's a great question.
Yeah.
We are all investors with disclosure. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're not.
So
let me just discuss some of the stuff that I was able to paraphrase from the call. We expect a larger back half of the year with the Destiny sequel launching later this year. Destiny 2 will have a great cinematic story, memorable cast, and be more casual. Like, and what they mean by
that. What does that mean?
So that's me paraphrasing. What they meant by it, though, okay. was – if you didn't play Destiny 1, you're going to be able to play Destiny 2 and not be too worried about it. And to me, that's good. It means they're going to craft a narrative that makes sense to people.
Yeah. Well, no, anytime the word casual is thrown around in games,
I use that word. I use that word, not them.
Let's read the quote, right? Isn't it this one, Destin? Full Destiny sequel in 2017 to broaden the franchise global reach, which along with follow-on content plans sets the stage for growth. Meaning they want to broaden. I think that's what you're getting at. Is that right?
Yeah. They also said something along the lines of players of Destiny 1, they're going to like what we're launching. Like, it's going to be familiar enough, I think, is what they're saying. So I'm happy with what I've heard about Destiny 2 from this earnings call. They knew Reddit was like all over this thing. They even made a comment about it. And it's coming 2017, and I'm stoked. I'm thinking E3 reveal. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I still feel like there's going to be a teaser something in May. I'm just making that up, but I feel like it's a logo teaser. It's coming. Get ready for E3 sort of. And then boom, that's where they drop the gameplay reveal, at one of the press conferences. So that's what I think will happen. That's kind of very standard Activision rollout plan, but I will agree. It makes a very nice stage, or set piece at the stages at E3. Like, that's a very big game if it shows up at the Xbox or PlayStation conference. Mm-hmm. Like, they used to do that with Call of Duty, is my point. You wouldn't see it till then, but they've gotten away from that because, by the way, they're taking pre-orders like very soon. So they've changed their strategy. I just think there might be a teaser beforehand. But just a guess.
You knew Call of Duty was coming out. So this is totally different. Like, you have no idea. Like,
they literally are telling you 2 years in a row. But this guy didn't.
But that's my point. No, but with Call of Duty, you know it's coming out.
I mean, I don't buy it either.
You know?
Destiny's coming in 2017.
Still think it's
2018. Hey, it's still coming in 2017.
It's like Stockholm syndrome going. You guys have been so.
I'm just used to not getting what I want. That's all.
They've trained you, man, not trust.
I will wait.
Yeah, it's just I never get my hopes up for things.
Yeah, but playable.
I'm a lifelong gamer. That's why I never get my hopes
playable.
Up for things.
Do you think it's smart? Playable at E3?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Playable.
100% playable.
You think it's playable?
I'll be there. Can't wait to give you hands on
impressions. If it is, it's a 15-minute story mission.
Crazy.
This is like my 18th E3.
Playable
at
E3, we're months away.
Yeah,
we're going to play.
No. Not playable. They'll do that behind. They'll have the
we
huge
will get
theater
to play
thing.
It,
no, we will not.
Yes, oh my
we
God.
Will watch them
so,
play
yeah, here on a big predictions. Screen. You think we will be able to play it? The press will be able to play it at E3 behind closed doors demo?
Actually, yes, I do.
Because
it's coming out so soon.
Oh my God.
If this was actually
September.
If this was slotted for 2018, they'll do a BCD, a behind closed doors. Yeah. They show a 20-minute demo that you can't touch. That's pretty normal. But I do think this is, boom, come in, play it.
Rather, we'll be able to play.
Oh, yeah. They Public? Want you to experience the new cinematic
story. I hope you're right. Like, I mean, if you're right, great. I'm ready.
That's that would be really smart on their part because I've said on the show many times they need to eat some crow and they need to say, hey, look, we screwed up with the story. We're fixing it. Here's your first taste.
I think it'll be a focus.
Want people delivering that message.
I think the trailer, think about it, is going to be amazing. We haven't even talked about that part yet in detail, that they're focused on the cinematic story, but that is clearly a focus. They said it in an investor call. They get that everybody's like, what the heck was this about?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about – how many times have we talked about it on the show? But, like, they haven't answered any of the main questions that the first game set up, right? Can anyone tell me what the Traveler's doing on Earth still? No. Or, like, what
is being healed.
Or what it is. Like,
it's a really long res. It just takes a
The first game ends, like, I think it's been, you know, so long since we've played the original Destiny, but it ends on the mission where you find out that, like, on the moon they have this shard and have been draining the Traveler of its energy, and it's like, whoa, big plot point, game ends. And you're like, wait, what? Like,
so the Traveler begins what healing are you doing, at the Chief? End of Destiny 1. So he's just been healing, basically.
But he what? Yeah. Like
John, there's no time to explain. All right,
yeah. What Destiny story means, we don't know.
But you are right in that, like, they know that the Taken King cinematic story really landed with fans. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. Right. More Cave, definitely more Aerys, more all of the all of the Guardians, like, kind of in the tower.
Yeah, were great.
That was awesome. And like, the more that they can do that with Destiny 2, and give me like a man. Can you imagine if it was like a solid? What do we think it'll be? Like a 6 to 8 hour campaign, or something more robust, 15, 20, 25?
Now you're getting into really tough questions. Yeah. Like
I'm hoping. What do you hope for?
I'm just more wondering, like, yeah, I guess the question is, what are they doing that's making this different? Is it just a more, is it a better written story, or is it actually that the game is filled with cinematics or whatever? Meaning, that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
We know they have the, guild. We know they brought on the Guild Wars writer. So,
I missed that actually.
That's a very old news story, but I don't have that on our notes today.
I didn't.
But, yeah, so that's something I've been paying attention to a lot, and that has me really excited. I'm like, okay, they brought on a talented writer to help them craft a narrative for a game that was similar to what Destiny sort of is. Mm-hmm. That has me, pretty stoked for what the sequel could be.
Well, there's been rumors about a story reboot, right? So,
we don't know
that. It's purely rumors, but this hints that they might be like, right, there's been rumors like that you might start over, where before they were like, your guardian will carry forward. Mm-hmm. So
that's crazy. Like,
yeah, have we heard this?
They've
before?
Said that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sorry, it's rumored. It's totally rumored, but there's chatter, same as it coming to PC.
A story reboot?
Well, hold on.
Not a story reboot.
I'm exaggerating. But
No. I know. I know this is all rumored, but just like, when you say that to me, I'm like, that boggles my mind, because what would that even be?
But what do you, like, so attached to from this story anyway? I like
the
world. The
explanation, that's what I want.
You want them to finish the story?
I want them to give me a great story, because the premise of it all, like, what is the collapse?
But I think they can still do that, is my point. Like, I just think there's so many things going on in, like, this world, and they've done, like, yeah, Taken King did a good job of focusing on the
one aspect of,
yes. But I think, and Rise of Iron tried with, like, a very brief cutscene. But I think they'll just focus in on something like that, right? Like, meaning, I think you'll have a lot of unanswered questions, and they shouldn't try to solve all these, like, wild unanswered questions and storylines. But yeah, maybe with the Traveler especially, you're right. I think that's probably going to –
you know when they answer those questions? Yeah. In the side quests.
But yeah, so my one worry with the word reboot was, like, it makes it seem like, okay, if Destiny 2 is a story reboot, that – all of those unanswered questions.
That's not what
are
they
just
said.
Being scrapped.
They never said.
No, I know. Rumors. I know. Just making all sure. I'm saying is that's what reboot says to me, and that's why it has me worried. When
and specifically, they didn't say story reboot. They just said your guardian might not carry forward.
Yeah,
like that. That's what it was. They didn't say anything about totally restarting the story from fresh.
That was speculation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's nerve wracking too. It's like I kind of want my guardian.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, I want to be my hunter.
I don't need the gear.
Biggest order in the world over there.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be all new gear and all new weapons. I don't need any of that stuff. I don't need my vault, but I want my character.
Do you just want the stats, or do you want the dumb face you create?
You put in a lot of work.
It's just saying, I look stupid. It's like Mass Effect, right? So like. Ignoring the fact that Mass Effect carries over story choices from one character to another, just look at the mechanics of how it was implemented. When you move from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2, you had the option to start a brand new character and redesign him from the ground up, or import your old one, but he's still level 1. Like, he doesn't start at level 40. Yeah.
Not level 40, but you do get a small level increase.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, I hope Destiny allows me to bring over my guardian.
Yeah.
I also think there's almost like, to carry over your emblem from whatever. Like, I think they will want that to show you've been there since day one.
Yep.
They've shown us that.
Yeah.
So I'm confident, whatever those elements are, but I do feel like it's just a guess. It does feel like it's moving towards, like, you know what? I know we said this is like a 10-year, your guardian will just keep carrying forward, but they sat down after launch and realized, like, wait a second.
That's shoehorning us into one
Let's take another look at this, you know? And I think we're going to see a lot of that with the gameplay. You know?
I love the Mass Effect 2 approach of you have this intro cinematic, which we've heard about from the Mega Bloks back, where you're being the city gets invaded by Cabal, and Lord Shaxx shows up, and he kills them with the sword. This is from a Mega Bloks leak. We don't really know what it's for yet. But I think that would be an awesome intro, and then you actually die or something happens where you have the choice of carrying forward your guardian or starting a new one for new players to the franchise. That would be similar to Mass Effect 2. That would be an incredibly smart way to let everybody come in with Destiny 2 and enjoy the new experience.
Yeah, because I love the idea of evening the like playing field for everyone, so that new players aren't like, well, all these players who played all of Destiny before, like they're gonna have an advantage.
So cool,
like,
and
like I don't want that. But there are interesting ways of doing it, right? Like we talked a little bit. I think I may have mentioned it before, but like Diablo did something really interesting where when you move from one season to the next, you have a nice little cosmetic item that indicates that you were around in the first game, and that's awesome.
That's what I want,
guys. Like, any
special
final
hairdo from year one? Play
Fran do
the Fran exactly.
There are a few current topics I want to get to. Are there any final thoughts, CJ? You were pretty quiet, letting everybody
final thought.
Yeah,
that's okay. I'm the PvP guy. I'll get my turn.
I did want to say I was actually. I'm glad we did. By the way, how much we talked about release dates and whatever. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing in this that surprised me was the cinematic story comment that they came out of the gate. You know, the first year they just said Destiny sequel's coming in 2017. In this one, they made a very specific point. Cinematic story. We haven't really heard them make such a point of it. And so that sets the stage.
Is the word cinematic what really hooked you?
Yeah. Yes, they used the word cinematic, but the fact they said it in an investor's call, it was not necessary, but it means that this chatter about how Destiny was built and the story confusion and all that has gotten it into an investor call, but they wanted the fans to know, like, we heard you.
Yeah.
Basically, they're saying, get ready for that trailer. That's where I'm coming from. I can't wait.
You know,
I think it's going to be an incredible
It's this year. I don't know why you're like going to be hooked on that.
I mean, but it's good that it will be cool. I mean, basically what they're saying is, hey, it's not going to be your ship flying through the sky with subtext over it. You know, I mean, that's why that needed to be said. So that makes sense.
Can't wait. I think it's just going to, I think it's going to blow us out of the water how cool the cinematics are, but obviously, questions remain. How long is the story?
I mean, their cinematics have always been really cool.
They have been, but we don't see enough.
Few and far between.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
So what do you guys think? Let us know. Hit us up on speakpipe.com/fireteamchat, and you can call in. Let us know, do you think Destiny 2 will launch in 2017? And is there something in particular that had you excited from everything we just talked about today? Moving on to the next topic, we're actually going to talk about the toys from Todd McFarlane really quick because it's going to be pretty brief. Did you guys see these things? They look awesome.
I have not.
Less excited than you are.
Okay, they look so cool. Todd McFarlane is like one toy creator who I trust to make really cool, detailed toys that you can put on your desk. You can hang them on your wall if you keep them mint on card, stuff like that. And the toys that he's starting with is where's the quote here? The Warlock from the Oryx Raid, the Titan from Baltic Glass Gear, and a Hunter from Iron Banner with Iron Banner 3 gear. They're going to be $19.99. I'm probably going to buy them.
The Warlock is by far for me the one. It's King's
Fall. That's your main.
No, not anymore. Like,
oh, he's abandoned his.
Well, I only play Trials now,
he's abandoned his Ruth.
PvE though, no, I'm a Warlock main. I am. I still am. But anyway, I just think it looks cool. It's like the blood, you know, Oryx blood colored. It just fits really nicely together with that cool horned helmet.
It looks really good.
I've never liked the Hunter cowl that much, honestly. And
I don't like the Iron Banner gear. I wish they would have picked one of the other sets. Yeah. For Iron Banner. I don't particularly love that one, but
the wolf cowl?
Yeah, it's the wolf.
It's because it's a hat on a hat.
Well, the thing is, it's
I think it's cool.
Each
it's
awesome. Are visually distinct, and that's what I like about the first set of toys. There's going to be other runs of toys, so we're.
So that's actually
other
my thing. Is as a Titan main, I actually don't really like the Vault of Glass armor. I don't think it looks that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, there's other Titan armor looks way cooler.
The Warlock Vault of Glass gear is awesome. So
the Hunter Vault of Glass like gear the Warlock. Is awesome.
No, it's also really good. Actually, Destin, it's better. Right, Sean?
I mean, Warlock armor tends to look really cool. Honestly, Warlock and Hunter armor generally on the average looks cooler than Titan armor. But
well,
some
Titan's
of the
more Iron Man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's exactly it. Some of the Titan sets look so amazing, and I love them. And I'm also biased because I main a Titan. But I look at a lot of Hunters, and I'm always like, man, those cloaks, like those cows, look so cool.
Right.
You know?
Is there?
Because
I
have a bath towel for mine. Like,
exactly.
My customization looks
dumb. Is there a complete set in particular that you would like to see McFarlane make?
Oh, for Titan specifically?
Yeah, for Titan.
Trials Season... Not this one, but the last one, the one with
golden
the
golden bull mask.
Yeah, golden bull mask. It's so it's cool, really the good. Little like horns.
Stop hating, Fran.
I'm not hating.
You are super cool.
Titans really good. Also, not great all.
And then like Titan, the Trials armor, the big round shoulders look so cool. I just love like it makes me feel like my shoulder charge is more.
We got it. First episode in the studio.
Yeah.
Episode 101. Mark the time.
And then
I got shoulder
I think
charged.
It's called Golden Bull Mass, and then the other trial set, which is basically the same set, is it's called Wing Sun. For Trials?
Yeah.
Yes, like, winged, yeah. Winged sun vests.
Yeah, like yeah, those are so cool, man.
Yeah, there's very what do you want, versions of them.
What do you want to see, Fran?
Before I say that, let me at least say, when I made that comment at the beginning, I'm less excited. I just meant by, I like the really high-priced alloy stuff.
You want the
which is crazy.
No, 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 I'm on your side.
It's not for everybody, but I mean the impact. Well,
like, I think Alana was saying
there's first figures or what?
DB, it's like DB.
There's a number of really good ones.
But like, yeah, Alana, I think, was saying on Unlocked that these are, because she's covering Toy Fair right now, I think she was saying these are action figures, right? So they have
they are, points. Yeah, they're like the Halo figures.
Which is cool. Yeah. And I actually think for $20, that's awesome. Great really? Price point.
And
I
just usually, great.
I don't buy that stuff because it's not cool enough for my desk as well.
You've
seen the World of 3A Titan I have. Yes. Those are about $200.
Those are awesome.
Cool. Oh, I have one of those too, yeah.
They have a whole bunch of those right now.
But it's not a fair comparison. I was just getting, that's why I'm less excited.
You have the Spartan, right?
They made some G.I. Joes.
You have the World of 3A Spartan.
I have a Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, putting that aside, whoa, we got some light flickering in the studio. But I wanted to say that was the comment. I want you to know, I think this is cool. McFarlane makes awesome stuff.
They really do.
Warlock looks cool. I like it. Totally into it for the price point.
I just personally am not into really action figures. Yeah, I'm more like, I like statues.
Yeah, but I would have liked to see the Vault of Glass Hazens or however you say it. The Vault of Glass gear for Warlock is really nice.
Got it.
Outside of that, you know what I'm about to say. Give me those Tower Casuals.
Oh my,
God.
I need to look like not overdone, man. You just need like – you should see my Tower Casual.
Only
I got
one
out.
Who has
it's so good.
Tower Casual.
So here's what I do. All right. Dreadfang Sword.
Oh my God.
Born Spark.
Done.
Okay, it's just simple and amazing. And I put on like some little lights. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. The set I want is also a Warlock set, and it is Trials of Osiris, year one for the Warlock.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was my favorite set.
The black
had the,
and yellow
so
set?
So like or? Eye of Ra or
how do you feel? How do you feel about – so these have all been complete sets, but how do you feel about potentially seeing statues with particular exotics on them? So like an iconic look to me as someone who doesn't play a Warlock is Warlock with the Stag Helm. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, they have the guns, and he's like, they had what, Black Spindle? Mm-hmm. I forget what the other ones
were. I don't remember
have it in front of me, sorry. But they put the weapons in, which I thought was, they got Galley. Titan gets Galley, I think.
Yeah. The World of 3A toys had like Hawkmoon.
So it's cool they have the weapons, but yeah, I didn't see exotic armor. No, I think that's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Because some of the armor looks so cool, man.
So iconic, yeah.
TJ.
Claws of Ahamkara, awesome.
Yeah.
What do you want to see armor wise?
Yes, Dustin.
He's here, guys.
No, I mean, I like all the trial stuff, but I'm a
what do you mean?
Year two, Hunter. Yeah. So year two trial stuff did look really good.
Yeah.
And I liked all
year
that
two.
Stuff. Year two. Yeah. This current year with, you know, the ornamentation stuff and.
The ornaments are cool.
Yeah,
I don't like
my group. My group, they're always like, "Dude, turn off your ornaments."
Yeah,
because like
you're too glowy.
Yeah, no, so thirsty.
I love it, man. My shoulders, like I look so like they go out to like
here. My shoulders charge even further.
They're like this big.
Yeah,
you can't not spot me across the map.
The cape's cool on the Hunter though, man.
Yeah. Vault of Glass stuff too. There was just that kind of like, you know, royalty feeling that I had with all the capes and stuff like that.
So no Crow to Zen stuff.
Actually, I was gonna say I didn't initially like the Titans set from Wrath of the Machine, but now I really like it.
Yeah.
It's like very Tron-like.
Yeah,
the Wrath of the Machine stuff is really good.
Like, I didn't like it at first because it looked different.
Yeah. Except the Warlock
helmet. We've just gotten so used to like the aesthetic of the Hive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we've seen a lot of Hive stuff, and then like now we have this, more machine like, it's like, it reminds me of Tron in a way. Like, it's all glowy and stuff. This looks cool, man.
Actually, I would say the set for the Warlock again, though, from the raid is pretty awesome.
Wait, you like Warlock sets?
Yeah.
Which raid, Fran?
Chakra.
Which raid?
Siva raid. Yeah.
You like the Warlock set with the bat base
about.
Helmet?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's the only set I don't like.
Yeah, oh, it's cool. Red Miasma, I think, is what it is, but it's like all that. It's just weird.
I just don't like the Warlock helm from the raid. That's
I like
it.
That
all
like,
the other sets are awesome.
I'm not saying it's the best helm. I just like that it's so distinct. And what I liked was the shaders on it. It's like this high tech virus shaped thing. I don't know. It's cool. It stands out a ton, which that's what I like. There's so many armor sets that are samey. I really don't like, honestly, Iron Banner gear that much. The chainmail stuff never.
The new Iron Banner sets.
I don't mind that.
I don't like the new Iron Banner stuff. It's the season two or like year two Iron Banner or like the last
set. What about the stuff with the flame?
Really I was about to bring
that. Yeah, like with none of us. That would be an awesome
set. That's cool. I like that for Iron Banner.
Yeah.
You can light it up. It's
the
candle.
The Iron Banner set can't be lit up. It's only the stuff you get from the campaign.
Oh, right, right. Okay, yeah. The ornament stuff on Trials I'm not a fan of, but some of the other element stuff that you can change is cool.
Anyway, toys, the ones they came out with, I'm actually curious. What are the votes of which of the three you like best? Not just because of Warlock.
I haven't seen them, so Hunter.
I'm gonna vote Iron Banner 3 Hunter, just because, again, I don't like the Vault of Glass. I don't really like the Vault of Glass Titan stuff.
I just miss Vogue.
Let's hear it in the comments. What you guys.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. We're going to move on to our final subject, and that is a current topic. CJ, Fran, I know you've played. Sean, have you had a chance to try out the latest patch yet?
Nope.
Neither have I. So I'm going to lean on you two to tell us, what did you think of the new patch, now that it's been implemented? It's been pretty controversial. Bungie acknowledges some people don't like it, to put it mildly. How do you two feel?
So hold on, just real quick. This is the patch where they buffed.
It just came out.
Dude, they did so many different things. So
that's the main
shotguns don't work.
Really?
So here,
shotguns are broken.
Here's the let's sum up
like
the new
broken
meta.
In a bad way, because they've always been broken.
Well, no,
like
they're broken.
They're not usable.
Don't kill people up close anymore. So the main ones are this. If you're a fan of hand cannons, Hawk Moon, and all that stuff, there's some of those things that are back. If you're a fan of slow firing pulse rifles,
what was the hand cannon change?
The hand cannon change, for the most part, there was kind of like an initial bloom effect. Everybody call it ghost bullets, but it's like there's a much more accurate, you know, line of sight shooting with hand cannons. It's mostly on the first shot. There was always that randomness that
and the range fall off. They've changed a bit. There's like a bunch of little stuff we could go through.
Okay.
Those.
Yeah. I was just wondering what the main change.
But for the most part, hand cannons are back, which is good. But because they've eliminated special on death. Except with sidearms.
Wait, I thought that was just a trials thing.
No.
Oh,
that's so annoying. Yeah.
So they brought back the concept that they did before two, right?
So they had a similar concept.
So special
in year
is
two.
More often, but you lose it when you die.
Every 60 seconds, special boxes are dropping.
Yeah.
So you lose it upon death unless it's sidearms.
Yes. Yeah. So the meta is changing to now
that sounds
camp
like
special
a
boxes.
Choice.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of did this already
it
in
the slows down
version.
The game a lot.
Yeah, it slows down the game. Yeah. You never used to spawn with ammo at all in trials.
Wait, what do you mean slows down? The game.
It means
you're just camping.
In order to preserve your special, you have to play more defensive and tactically.
Okay, but play it first.
Which means slower.
But you haven't played it. I'm just saying,
that's
what it means. But I'm just putting out there, I don't know if you've had a chance to play that much. It is very much a primary game now. Mm-hmm. Now they admit things are broken, which they have. But what I'm getting at is there are some silver linings in here. There's a lot of primary happening right now.
Yeah.
Yes, there's battle over boxes, but there's special everywhere all the time, every 60 seconds.
Yeah.
The issue is if you die, you're potentially hunting. But what we're finding is people are figuring out, do you really need to do that or freaking go 1v1 primary and win your 1v1s and don't focus on it? Pick it up when you're winning. That's what I started to experience. And I'll give you an example. I'm a huge Fusion fan. I do not have super high KDs, so I constantly was out of fusion.
Okay.
So I had this sense of crap, I gotta go hunt the box. But then I kind of kept getting engaged in 1v1s and I kept forgetting. So I was always out. And then I realized I'm just focused on, I forgot to pick up special after a while because I was always out. So anyway, I'm just adjusting to it, but I do think the primary game now is interesting. I like that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of issues. Yeah, there's a lot to go through.
Which snipers were always really big in competitive PvP, and it's
still is with Icebreaker and No Land.
No Land Beyond and Icebreaker. Yeah. And so to me,
they're back.
That's the problem. Heavily. Yeah, it's like they do this, and then ultimately something like this comes where they're like, oh, we want people to be able to use more shotguns in the Matador. It's like, now everybody's just using No Land Beyond Icebreaker.
Yeah.
So
it's changed the meta.
Here we go again. Yes. Yeah, it's like and that for that reason I don't like it. Not to mention the fact when you get hit with a shot, your brain is not thinking, at least not right now. I don't know how many times I played last night. I didn't realize that the ammo got taken away. So then I go engage in combat thinking I have ammo. And I go and pull the trigger and I'm like,
so here's the other thing. It's
my God.
If you suck at the game, there are people out there who suck.
Are you pointing at me?
No. I'm just saying if one sucks at the game,
one of us is worse than all the others at the table.
If one of us sucks at the game.
Like, if you suck at the game, go look at my game.
I'm joking.
It's so good. Yeah. So here's the thing. Dangerously sounded like someone out there. My KD is the best. I have the best KD.
No.
Don carries.
If you suck at the game, you're not going to get special, which means you suck more at the game because you're always dying. It just seems like
a
de-incentivized loop. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to be focused on it. I'm just saying it changes the game in a way that I, and again, I say this not having played it. yet.
It's a dramatic change.
It just doesn't seem like the type of change you'd want to implement.
So here's what I've seen. I don't know if this was normal, but I saw Holtzman post a video on Twitter. He's like, lol at the Warlock Melees. So basically from middle screen to off of the edge of the screen, you can melee somebody, then two burst them and they're dead. With the Warlock Melee.
But
and,
that's always been that way.
Yeah. It's really that
and,
bad?
And so they tried
so it's
to...
not adjusted.
They tried to nerf it a bit, and honestly, it hasn't changed that much.
Okay.
What so if, that's maybe what
that's
he was...
crazy.
I don't know if that was after change.
It was after the change.
The Storm Caller Melee is insane. I mean, it's a sniper, as they call it.
So. Yeah.
It really is. So.
Always hated the Warlock Melee.
If you're using...
like you can always hit me from like across the map.
If you're using Amplitude or whatever, and I forget... It's still about the same.
Yeah,
it's like not changed much. They've done some others. Like they do, they have so many changes. I think that's where we need to decide. Are we going to go through every last detail?
No, just stuff you guys noticed playing that you felt was important.
But I would like to take a moment to sum up that just so folks know what people are talking about because it's still settling in. So everyone's talking about hand cannon sidearm is possibly a really big meta. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sniper, icebreaker's totally back because of the ammo regen and not
no
really
land outside.
Invective's probably going to be back because of the ammo regen. Universal remote and no land beyond. So you're going to be looking at a lot of that stuff. But sidearms is one of the biggest talked about things. And outside of that, they rebalanced, you know, that autos now really have a chance. You can stand up. So Suros is big and back. Genesis Chain from the raid. Anything that's that slower rate of fire.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Slower rate of fire.
Yes, like super high rate of fire. A doctrine isn't changed, but I do notice now taking on this new, you know, meta is different. That's a lot of what people are talking about, right?
Yeah.
To sum up, did I miss anything? Like,
no, but for the most
part. Oh, and sorry. Health regen is all effed up. They changed Hungering Blade, but then they changed all, like bubbles are not regenning. And I forget if it's a bug still, but that is really messed up.
It is.
Everybody hates it.
Yeah. What happened was, is that you used to be able to regen health instantly. And then when they changed something, it basically gives you a boost of health just initially. And then it just regens your health at, like on your regular,
rate.
Yeah. So it's
like energy drain off a Nova. It's gone. Like, so when you Nova and you try to get some health back because you're in the clutch,
is this for all health regen abilities?
So basically
like transfusion on the Titan charge and stuff.
Like that. Yeah. And what it was, when they made, when they made the adjustment.
Red Death too?
Yeah. It affected a bunch of other things down the lines.
I'm not 100% sure if Red Death, but I think
it is.
Potentially. Yeah. It's like almost every last thing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So people are really pissed about that.
Yeah.
Like think of.
That's an adjustment.
Yeah. It's like, what's the point of even having it if it doesn't, if it doesn't regen your health?
Yeah.
So
this one thing's sort of bothersome. Let's tweak it. Everything's effed.
Like
it's like
we've said this on the show before, but like many times, but the way Bungie implements balance changes to the sandbox, like does that. Like again, we always bring it up, but like in the Age of Thorn and like Last Word, those were the only two hand cannons that were messed up.
Yeah,
and then they fixed all hand cannons, and that just nerfed the whole thing into the ground.
And Thorn, people are using Thorn again. Like there's lots of, you know, the Thorn guys out there are happy. I will say this: it's effective. Yeah,
the hand cannons are back. I'm happy about that.
And for that reason alone, any like increase to like pulses, scouts, and you know. To me, it's like irrelevant. Hand cannons are going to be the primary. Yeah.
Well, they've nerfed Clever Dragon. 7.7%, I believe, reduction in rate of fire. Everybody's like, oh no, my most powerful gun in the game is broken. It's like still good.
Yeah,
it was like, remember they nerfed Doctrine?
It was ridiculous.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It went from ridiculous to still awesome. Clever Dragon's solid. Still.
But the ammo though, the ammo decreased.
And they decreased the mag.
That's the bigger issue, I think.
Clever
Dragon's still great.
What is it now? Yeah. It used to be 30, and then if you used a particular buff or a particular,
what do you call them?
No. There's not an extended, at least on the one that I have, which is the Iron Banner Vendor one. Which has counterbalance and perfect balance.
Yeah, I have that snapshot counterbalance.
Yeah, there's one. So the normal mag is 30, right? But the one, if you use one of the nodes on it, it makes it 24. It's not like that anymore. It's less than that.
Yeah, it's less. I think it's
like
18 to 20.
Oh my god, 18 is.
It's not bad. It's fine. It really is.
That's like friends.
Like everything's fine. The patch is great.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you,
dog in the fire.
Clever
Dragon is fine.
I'm just trying to say, Clever Dragon is not any of the issue. Like
I'm just
in terms of like the fixes that they made, like. That's not the problem.
So let's just make a comment really quick about the biggest issue, which did not happen, that again, people are upset about is Scories. So now that's a different piece of the puzzle because in Scories, especially if you play Trials, people just camp and farm. So with a lot of this meta change and Scory is not adjusted. Yeah, the super.
Fun fact, there's a 116% Scory for sale this week.
Exactly.
Get it.
116%
roll.
Biggest
troll.
Get it.
Exactly.
That and reminds me, I got to pick that up.
It's an int disc roll. It is like a ridiculous roll. You need to pick up that artifact.
So have fun in Trials this weekend.
It is, are we talking about Scory's Harmony?
Yeah. So basically people sitting back in Trials already is a problem.
It is seriously one of the second best rolls I've ever seen sold by the
So now there'll be tier 12 sitting back. It's going to be a
just
super
waiting
best.
For no landing. Yeah, so it's like now it promotes even more further distance play where people are going to be camping scores. So I played Elimination last night for a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, that's not Trials, but I'm not sure if you have.
Yeah, they changed on Elimination. They changed instead of 2 minute matches, right? It's 90 seconds.
Yes,
or something,
90 seconds.
So.
Okay. Now, yeah.
So that's a little bit to address.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably scories and some
I like the thing that I like things that increase the speed.
Yeah, but why you spawn with ammo the first round and then lose it every other round? What? I don't get that. And then why with Trespasser and anything that's a sidearm, you automatically get ammo
you stock
every
up.
Round.
Just stock up.
Even if you die, it makes no sense. Yeah. If the round ends and you use your ammo, you get it back.
And sidearms have some pretty solid.
All right. That's why they're
there. Any sense.
Wait, what'd you say? If you end the round or what?
At least with Elimination, when I use my sidearm round, like when I use my sidearm ammo and then the round ended, you would then get ammo back in your sidearm. So if I had a shotgun, emptied it, then switched to a sidearm and the round ended, I would get ammo back even if I had zero ammo with my
What?
Shotgun.
You shouldn't.
I know.
Why should you do?
Ammo. Yeah. Really? That
this,
might be a bug.
This is with
that's
Elimination.
Weird.
Yeah. So
that's super. I have not heard
that. Kind of seems like a lot of stuff is.
So, I wanted to.
Craziness.
Weird
going
right
on.
Now.
I wanted to at least read.
Come play Halo, guys. Yeah.
What did they say?
Just in Bungie's words, so you know that they have heard this. They said, as it always is, the response has been violently mixed. In Destiny, we fight for our lives with energy and ballistics, but changing the way all that works is the most dangerous game. Some players are loving the way the update feels. Others like a lot about the update, but have some specific criticisms of what could be better. Then there's the crowd who thinks, beep, censored. So they know
accurate.
People are pissed is the point. Accurate. I thought that was a funny way to address it. But what are they doing about it? They're really going to need
And how quick can they do something about it?
I know.
Probably not too fast.
Yeah,
they have been responding
people
pretty
quickly. What? People are settled that this weekend of Trials is going to be weird, right?
Yeah,
So even when we looked at some of the people, the things that they wanted for Destiny 2, that was one of those things that people wanted a little bit more updating or, you know, regularity or at least to know when that's happening.
Yeah.
And so especially in this situation, it's like, how long is this update going to last? 6 months?
Yeah.
That's worrisome.
Yeah, we don't know. They,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't want this to be like this for the next 6 months, but it very well could be. That's
no, but I think
this
you're right.
That's how it is now.
But they've had, remember, they've had problems like this in the past where they've turned some stuff around pretty fast.
Yes.
But it's like small pieces. Some things are just here to stay.
Yeah.
I think this is the downside of rolling out too much at once, by the way. Like, this might be where. It's a little contrary to what I think I might have even said on the show before. I'm like, you know what? It's hard to like roll out a change for a small community, get a feedback. Like you kind of need to put something out there, get a bunch of data, look at it.
Definitely.
But I would say looking at this, like why didn't they just roll out the special change alone to start? Isn't that an easy fix? Roll out the special change, maybe even the sidearm thing. That at least, like that's huge changes. Like why do they have to change everything else?
These are sweeping changes.
Sweeping. Yeah. So now I would take back what I said, which is like, you know what? Maybe you should have just rolled out, let's say, you know, sidearm and the special change, like, months ago? Like, what? Was that a new idea? I don't know.
This happened before. This is pretty much year two, like, at the very beginning. You know, let's nerf fusions. Let's nerf this. Let's nerf distance. Let's nerf hand cannons.
No more arc damage.
Exactly. But, like, you know, no more primary. Yeah.
Yeah, primary.
But as much complaints as I have and other people have, like, I will say there's silver linings. Like, I was not getting naped with shotguns. I was not getting sniped a ton.
Well,
Icebreaker
work,
a lot.
So.
Well, we've talked a little bit.
No, shotguns are actually fine overall. They
so
are
what does
fine.
That mean, though? Like, so we've always talked about on the show, like, I mean, forever and ever, no one has ever, like, been okay with just how shotguns work, right? Mm-hmm. They're always broken in some way, either broken, they're too effective, broken, not effective enough. Like, there's people on both sides of the fence no matter what. But, like,
we do need to wrap it up, so this will be the final point.
But the problem with shotguns in any game is, like, fundamentally, they are a one-hit kill up close. Are you telling me that that is not how it is anymore in the game?
They've helped some of the aim-down sights. They've nerfed that a little bit, so meaning rangefinder's not as effective. So actually, shotguns are, like, a little more balanced, but they're about the same if you're a good shot. They've some of the stickiness as well isn't as
It's the precision
sticky.
Damage.
Yeah.
It's like if you're coming in from in the sky.
They've changed that,
changed that. It's like it's way harder to actually jump and start shooting someone with a shotgun.
Shotguns
than,
are –
than to run up. Like it's ADS almost overall. Mandatory at a certain range. So
I haven't heard too much commentary of like – I hate what they've done with shotguns. I think people who took advantage of it realize like, okay, now I kind of got to watch my game a little closer. I can't just run around with a shotty.
A couple people who will be salty that they're Matador with aggressive ballistics just no longer.
But that was too much.
Every juggernaut titan in the last like 6 months.
What I like about this
Jugshield got nerfed though.
People
That's
are
good.
Talking right. about
Brand's final thoughts first.
It is. I know we got to close out Destiny.
You literally got a phone call saying you need to be out of this.
No, I didn't. It was totally get out of here.
All right.
But I wanted to point out for folks, it's a pro tip is everybody was talking about Parthian shots, which is the Vanguard lower rate of fire pulse, which you can pick up. Go give it a shot. Pun. People like that feel. I have an old Villainy from like year two or something.
Messenger was also
Messenger
one,
is that, but people are liking that. So pro tip, check out that. But that's what I like about this. There's new chatter about new stuff. I'm using actually some of my gunsmith rolls. There's silver lining here despite the chaos. Just want to say that.
John, you going to try it out?
Yeah.
Hop in, see how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a
trials,
shot. We'll see. I'm going to go talk
Anything
to my trials
that helps your
team.
Last word?
Well, you know, like I always do, I'll go talk to my team, like the players who I play with are really good, Bodum and Orbs and those guys, and be like, yo, are we going to play this? And if they're like, no, it's broken, I'm going to be like, all right, hey.
No, give me time.
What were you to say?
I'm in it. Trials this weekend. I'm sure we'll be playing. Oh, I'm sure.
We'll be there. Check out Fireteam Chat on YouTube.
That's right.
If I get time, maybe we can play together.
Yeah, dude, we should play.
That went so well last time.
We should. The three of us
All three of you. Sorry, I would love to see you guys sweat it out in trials.
Yeah, we should. I don't think the three of us have ever done a trials round.
3-day weekend, we'll see. We've all got our own busy lives on the weekend, but we should try. And if we do, we'll archive it on Fireteam Chat, the channel.
Everybody wants to see a 2v2v2 or like those kind
oh
of
oh my god
well,
we all love that all but like I'm on a different console
we all
I,
be
could,
friend.
I could probably beat you guys on
you
PS4.
Could borrow
oh
some.
There borrow. It is yeah. John putting it out there
you knew it was coming
and a special just thank you to all the people who submitted it was cool that we got a chance to do Fireteam Chat 100 in here last
yeah,
week
of course.
And we are
yeah.
in here this week and again also special shout out to you know everybody at Bungie D.
Yeah.
And
so. Yeah thanks really cool. so much like you made cool. episode 100 thank you again to Bungie for all that concept art so we're excited for the destiny that never was.
Yeah, let us know if you love those two-hour episodes.
In the new space.
Yeah. I hope you guys like it. So we do need to wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for watching and everybody for helping us with Fireteam Chat episode 100. Until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.